Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me. And the last several days, I've been ministering on a wonderful subject, the person and the work of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to continue with that. But before I do, I just want to share some thoughts that the Lord has placed on my heart about our relationship with Him. Beloved, the Word says that we are the servants of Christ. Now, this isn't slavery, nor is it some kind of house duty. But as a servant of the Lord, you and I are part of His glorious family, the body of Christ, and we are called to marvelous opportunities in this hour. Yes, I know the hour is getting dark, the time is late, and the Son of Man, Jesus, is returning again very soon. But beloved, we have a work to do. The Word says to occupy until I come and to redeem the time. So we need to be good servants of the Lord. Why? Because one of the words I want to hear when I stand before the Lord, I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to look back at my life and feel regret and sorrow, but I want to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Now, the word servant, in the context and in the way that I'm using it, is a person who's ardently devoted to another person. And in this case, of course, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. And a servant also could be someone who's devoted to a cause. And in this case, we are devoted to a cause. Are we not? The Great Commission, proclaiming the good news, publishing the name of the Lord. And as I have been praying for the UCM spiritual family, for the radio audience, I've just been seeking God and asking Him and believing Him for new things in your lives. And I feel the Holy Spirit witnessing to my heart that there are so many that are listening to me right now that are hungry for the things of God in a measure you've never known before. And I know that's the work of the Holy Spirit. I feel that in my own life. I am not satisfied with what I've known and enjoyed in days past, but I want a fresh revelation of Jesus. I want to feel His anointing. I want to walk closer to Him. I want to see Him move in this day and in this hour. I want to see people come to Him to be saved, to be filled with the Spirit, to be set free from their bondages. Oh, beloved, as a true servant of Christ, there are several things that we must be. And the first that comes to mind, of course, is obedience. Now, today, so many people are willing to believe the message that is preached, but they're not willing to do what God says. The willing servant always has an open ear for the master. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." And no matter what the noise, the babble of the world's voices may be, His voice will the willing servant obey. In fact, Jesus said, "My sheep know thy voice, and none other will they follow." We look to Jesus. He is our example. Isn't that true? Well, Christ did not please Himself, and the servant is not greater than the Lord. Many times it's far easier for the flesh to offer the sacrifice of tears than to obey. But God's Word says obedience is better than sacrifice. Jesus said to John in 8:29, "I do always those things that please Him." So, beloved, as called out servants of Christ, whom Jesus called friends, we are to be obedient. We need to be willing to be diligent and humble and persevering, faithful, courageous, devoted, and uncompromising. Jacob served 14 years for the object of his affection, just thinking of some scriptural examples. And the word tells us that we will reap in due season if we faint not. When our precious Master, the Lord Jesus Christ, gives you and I things to do, it should be our desire to faithfully do them. Remember when Elijah sent his servant seven times to look for a cloud in the sky, the coming of rain? He was sent seven times with that message, and he went, and he murmured not. It wasn't the servant's place to make a cloud. It wasn't the servant's job to despair at what looked like fruitless journeys. How would you like to go back and forth seven times, not see anything, or on the seventh time he did? But his duty was to simply go and look. Oh, hallelujah, beloved. I just feel the presence of the Lord on this broadcast, and I just know God is doing a work in your life, and he wants to enlarge your borders. He's going to honor your faithfulness to him. He knows those whose hearts are yielded to him. Remember, nothing is trifling that is done for him. That cup of cold water will not lose its reward. And he's just been speaking to my heart that the things that he places on our hearts, sometimes those very subtle, gentle little promptings, I believe he's going to nurture them into mighty and far-reaching purposes as we obey the Lord. And sometimes his prompting is so subtle, it's so gentle, it's easy to miss. That's why we need to be so sensitive to him. But God wants to bring you into new dimensions in him, as well as your service for him. God is going to hear your prayers in a mighty way. If we pray according to the will of God, we know that he heareth us. And if he heareth us, we know that we have the petitions that are desired, that we desired of him. Beloved, God has given you a high calling. You're a member of the body of Christ. Every single lively stone is so important. You are a servant, one who's willing to do all that he asks because you're ardently devoted to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The love of Christ in your heart is the mightiest motivating power that ever touched a human soul in constraining self-sacrifice for the good of others. You know, the true Christian is not some kind of self-centered mystic, but a Christ-centered evangelist. Each time you give to help the Lord's work, you are part of evangelism. I'm speaking financially. You're proclaiming his word to multitudes. And a scripture comes to mind, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmoving, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to obey the Spirit of the Lord. For the Spirit of God would say to your heart, my beloved, the moving of my Spirit in your life shall be like a mighty flowing river. Even this day, open your heart to me, and I will fill it overflowing with my presence. It shall be like a rare, fragrant oil. Bring your needs to me, and I will abundantly supply out of my fullness. You have only to believe my word. I'm not limited, as men are, but I long to give to you and to give and to give and to give. Yea, I bring you into a preparation hour, a time of preparing you to be a greater blessing than you've ever known, to enlarge your sphere of influence and your ministry. You shall know my work. You shall know my power. You shall know my word in a new measure, and I will make it alive in your heart, and I will water it until there's an abundant overflow, until there's an abundant harvest. Even now, the heavens are filled with songs of praise. And I say to you, as you praise me and as you pray to me, it is even as sweet music to my ears. Your giving, your faithfulness to me. And as when I speak of giving, I say not only your financial gifts, but the gifts of your energy, the gifts of your time, the gifts of your love, your affection, your devotion and consecration. They are as precious gifts of rare value. For a multitude of my people count their gifts to me as something of little value. But you, my beloved, I speak to you to bring your gifts, bring Knowing all that you are in the power of praise and prayer. Give me your faithfulness as one fully in love with the bridegroom. Yea, all you do is remembered. When you arise in the morning and speak words of praise from your heart, it touches me. When you lift your voice in prayer, it reaches my ears. When you give of yourself and of your finances, it is as a gift of unmeasured value because you do so from your heart. Behold, he that has ears to hear, let him hear my words. And I will make your faith more positive, more confident and active in my power. I will give you new strength. I will be glorified by your service and by your faithfulness. I say to you, I will be glorified. Multitudes will hear my word, for by the power of my spirit shall you rise up in new spiritual energy. I will remove the stumbling blocks, and I will make the light of my presence shine upon you and out from you to others. And know, beloved, that nothing shall be able to stand before me. I am the Lord who fights your battles for you. I will cause every seed you plant to flourish, and I will bring forth a glorious harvest. He that sits on the circle of the earth shall see all of your needs, and I will hear all of your cries, saith the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Well, I just sense the power of God's Spirit in such a mighty way. And I thank you, Lord, right now for touching every listener. Father, we receive your words given by the Spirit of God. And Lord, we receive them and say, yes, Lord, we will be obedient and faithful servants to you. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you on this broadcast. And well, I didn't get back into the teaching, but I will do that tomorrow. We've been looking at the person and the work of the Holy Spirit, and there are ways that we can affect the Holy Spirit, and we're going to be looking at that tomorrow as we begin the broadcast. But in the few moments, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and I encourage you to write, share your prayer needs, you share your testimonies, and know if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, don't ignore it. Write to me and know that you'll get a personal answer. I'll pray for you personally, and whatever the Lord sends back, I know will be a blessing. God bless you. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,